it wiped, the audience started crying at the end when you walked away.
At the very end.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if that number was not in, that effect would not have been in, because it's ineffable. It was a character that was totally conceived, but it was Fred Astaire. And that was nice. And, right. Also, what was nice is that Petula Clark was Petula Clark, and it was her little jazz thing. Everybody was both themselves in that character. That was very beautiful and very balanced. And she did it, too, by doing her thing.
Yes.
And I thought that was important.
Well, she had one little rhythm number with Devil Moon with Don Franks.
Yeah.
She had her rhythm in there. Other than that, she was a different Petula than people
but
knew.
She did that thing there. She used the jazz phrasing, the yeah. And there was just a moment of
that's
that.
That's just right.
Yes, and that it was good because that book is that. It's a fantasy and it's reality.
And also, it's supposed to be about around now. It's not supposed to be back in the old days when people didn't swing, you know.
I think it's like the Wizard of Oz. It's like one of those things that it's going to
Well, I mean, if you've got the with the Negroes climbing all over the cars and doing all this kind of stuff, you have a modern feeling to it. Mm-hmm. I think they just did enough of that to show, well, this is not a date. This isn't today, but it's of now type of thing, you know.
I like
that. And that's what I think is the secret of making that picture click, if it's going to click, and Lord knows it looks like it will.
Yeah.
The stage version was a very... I didn't see the original show.
I did.
The original show?
Mm-hmm. I saw the Broadway with Ella Logan.
You must have been a child.
12 years old, but I remember it.
Well, a lot of people remember it, and some liked it, and it was their favorite show, and I don't know what or not. But I never did see it. And that, of its time, was fine, but it couldn't be made into a movie at that time. And then later on, there were legal aspects to it. Somebody had rights that they wouldn't give up. Somebody's wife left them. I don't know.
They were going to do it as a cartoon. They had all kinds of
that
messes.
I'm so glad they didn't.
Burt Lancaster was going to do your role one time, I think, and I don't know what they were thinking
about.
Well,
they had all kinds of things going, and they never could get it going. And finally, fortunately for me, it all happened this week, because I believe it's probably one of the most enjoyable things that I've ever been attached to. And it should be rewarding to everyone concerned, and I think the audiences will love it. People have asked me. I was walking along the street in London the other day, and somebody came up and said, I can hardly wait to see Finian's Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't even that. The play was never a success in London. They know what it is.
That score.
And the score is so strong.
Beautiful.
I mean, you've got something going here that could be an outstanding picture. You know, we all got our fingers crossed and hoping we all make good.
I think everybody's going to run to see it. I think the kids are going to run to see it. Everyone's going to run to see it because it's not pretentious. It goes like lightning, that movie. I couldn't, after the intermission, you know, when you did the rich poor number, I mean, I thought, well, we're going to sit here another hour. It's just like 15 minutes, it seemed to me. It just goes gallops.
Yeah,
the only criticism I had was the opening, which I thought was a little, faltered just a little bit.
You mean the what?
That just opening, not the before the tub, which was lovely, the journey, actually, I thought was beautiful, but the real opening, the coming to see, I just thought that just to me, that's being very subjective, it's sort of like it was trying to make up its mind what to be. And then when Coppola's camera started doing all his marvels and then the things, then it really just started galloping.
Yeah, well, the beginning, in other words, you felt that maybe the beginning was a little...
Stayed,
and cliche, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know that I thought that, but I kind of see what you mean. They wanted to get enough reality to know and take it seriously, because if you have a fantasy like this and don't have something that's rock bottom, and that was pretty rock bottom. Here you have a crummy place that everybody talks about how beautiful and that's the place, and they have. Well, but up to that time, they hadn't talked yet about it, but they saw Finian on his way with his daughter to this great Rainbow's End thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, they come to this place where there's nothing but strife and shacks and messes that's the Woody coming home.
One of the most exciting sequences in the new motion picture, Finian's Rainbow, is Mr. Astaire's version of the song Idle Poor, Idle Rich.